Continuing on Daf, Samech Hei, Amed Aleph. Avol Amru Chachomim Kol Oib, going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Imanei Oib Lein Nemru, Avol Amru Chachomim Kol Oib Hadeireis Tomei, and kol sheyesh layetz beyeseire bezeifek v'kukabonai niklaf toil. Then we had laid in the Mishnah, Beleza bar tzadik oima, barav tzadik oima, kol oif ha-chilek es raglof tomei. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, ha-chilek es raglof es tomei biyodua shehu doiret. He says, the Mishnah started off by saying that kol oif ha-doiret tomei, v'tzchaylik etz ba'isov b'yadua, that it is doiris, and therefore it is tamei. Avalam rachamim koloi, tanya rabban gamliel oimer, doiris v'oichel b'yadua shehu tamei. It's doiris v'oichel, so that's poshet, that it is tamei. Yesh loy etz ba'yiseiro, b'zeifik v'kukabonai niklaf, b'yadua shehu toil. So here, let us see what Rashi says. Yehochi garsino. Yesh loy etzba yeseiro v'zeifik v'kukobonei niklaf biyadua shehutoyo v'areishe somech. I think Rashi, the girsa of Rashi is, it doesn't say kol. Kol it says in the reishe. So v'areishe somech. The tone lay kol oif adoireis tome. Vehimene doireis. So, but if it's ene doireis, kol oif shayne doireis, viyesh, like this is a hemshech. Oich loisha simonim, davalu arbo, biyodua shuto. So you have, so this is all a member of Ram Gamliel, and if you have four simone tahare, it is toil. Zog de Gemara weiter, aber lasse bei Rav Tzadik oimer, meischen loi chut shal meshiche, you spread out a chut that's used for measuring, and you put the oif on the chut. Im chilek es raglov shtayim lekan, u shtayim lekan, tome. If it's chilek gets boisov, and therefore, so it's two in the front and two in the back. Tomei, so that is a simen that it is doiris. Shalosh lekam v'achas lekam, but if it's standing on a rope and it has three fingers in front and two in and one in the back, toir, so that's a simen, it's not doiris. Rab Shimon ben Elozo oimer, kol oif ha-koilet min ha-aver tomei. If an oif is koilet min ha'aver, so Rashi says, es raglov, es boisov. A koilet min ha'aver, shekshe zorken loy machol, when they throw a machol to him, koiltoy lesoich piv, umekab loy min ha'aver, it catches it with his mouth. So somehow this is a simen tume. This is a simen tume. Koloif a koilet min ha'aver is tume. So the Gemara asks in Rav Shimon ben Elozer, Tziparta nami miklet kolto. Now there was an oif bismaneim at Tziparta, was all, and they knew this was an oif toy, and it's also miklat kolto. And so you see that your soid is not emes. Omar abayit koilet ba'oichel kamrin. It means not the catching alone. It catches it in its mouth and it doesn't put it down on the ground. And it consumes it from where it is in the mouth. That is a simen tume. Koilet v'oichel kamrino. What does Rashi say? Tziparto makirin hoyu shehi tahoiro v'ze shmo atziparto. And it was also koilet minave. So Abaye answered, yeah, it's koilet minava, but then it puts it on the ground, and it eats from the ground. But if it eats it while it's in its mouth, that's a simen tumah. Acherim oimrim, shochein im tmeim tumah. If you have an oif that is a shochein that chavos together im tmeim, tumah im tahoirim, toir. So we can see from who the oif chavos with, if it is an oif tumah or oif toir. So the Gemara asks, Keman ki Rabbi Lezer. The Sanya Rabbi Lezer oimer, Loi lachinam holach zarzel eitzel oiret, ala mivnei shehu minoi. That was the heichoch of Rabbi Lezer, that a zarzel is an oif tomei, because we see it covers itself with an oiret. So some of this is Rabbi Lezer, the chachomim ha-choylik, they hold a zarzel is toyer. So the Gemara answers, Afilo teima Rabbonon, Shochein v'nidmo komrine. The Rabbonon also holds this a simon of Shochein, but it has to be nidmo also. What does Rashi say? Shochein k'moy shochein. V'nidmo doimulhem b'marisoi. So that's pshat. That is pshat, and that what it says, that shochin is going according to the Rabbonim, but you need shochin v'nidma. It has to have a that alone, that it chavas with a tummy is not enough. It has to have some sort of similarity to a noif tummy, then it is tummy. Now, let us go back to Daf Samach Amud Beis, to start chasing over the Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos. Let us hope it will be a little clearer the second time. We had in the Mishnah, Simonei Ha'if Lo Nemru, does not say in the Torah Simonei Ha'if, Aval Omru Chachomim, Kol Eif Ha'doreis Tomei, Fragt die Gemara Beloi, it doesn't say Simoni Ha'if in the Torah, but Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Nesher, it says Nesher, we make a binyan from Nesher. Ma Nesher miyuchid she'ein lo yetz by Yisera, v'zeifik v'ein kukobono niklaf, Bedeiras Voichel, so Nesha has four simone tume, tome, avkol kiyetze by tome. So every oif that has all simone tume is tome. Tairen, sheyeshlen etzba yisera, vizefek, vikulkeba niklaf, vein dersin boichlen tairen, avkol kiyetze behem tairen. So how could you say Simone Ha'if Loi Nemru Fakert? We have a binyan of. We have two oifes which have, one has the Simone Tome, one has the Simone Tare, and we learn out that if it has the Simone Tare, it's Torah, the Simone Tome, it's Tome. So why could you say, how could you say Loi Nemru? We learn out Abinyanov from Nesha. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answered, Leinema Perushan Midivrei Teire Elo Midivrei Seifer. That means to pinpoint which are the Simone Tum and which are the Simone Tahare. This, the Rabbonon said, the Rabbonon were Mavara, which are the Simone Tumim, which are the Simone Tare. The Posnik, it doesn't say. That means this is different than the other Nivroim. By Abahim, it says, Mafreses Parse, Shisa Shesa, Malageira. So there it says distinctly, which are the Simone Tare of a behemoth, but here it just gives a Dugma, Dumya Dinesha, but we don't know exactly what are the simoni tume that a nesha possesses. So that kind of mission is simoni oif loy nemru, no chazal were mevarer from the psukim which are the simonei tume, which are the simonei tare. Zat Rashi, nesher husker betmeyim. Nesher is by the oifes tmeyim, this 24 oifes tmeyim. The donin binyan of himenu, the man nesher miyuchet, the einloi echod mikola simonim alolu vetomei, אף כל שאין לי אחד מכל הסימונים הללו, מנשר הוא וטומי. So, all other meaning that don't have any סימנטרה, this is a mean נשר וטומי. אבל אויב, so that's the limo, that דומיה דה נשר is טומי. אבל אויב שיש בו אחד מכל אלו, and אויב that is one סימנטרה, בכל שכן שניים, או שלושה, או כולם, חוץ מאויפס המפורשים בפרשה, besides the other 23 אויפס, שגזרס הקוסוף, or there is a גזרס הקוסוף, שאף על פי שיש בהם סימנטרה, כדי אומר לכמון תמיים. They're תמי. That means I have a mamotzinu, and the mamotzinu tells us what a neif tomei is. A neif tomei is dumya denesha. And I learn now from this mamotzinu that something that is not dumya denesha is a neif tomei. In the pasuk it says that there are, the pasuk it says that there are 23 other oifes which are tomeiim. So this is a gzeres hakosev. This is not like the binyanov that they're also tomei. Vayafle marbi elo minesha, dein oif tomi boilem eloch of dalet hamurim kam, chudasanya lekama lefikach mona kosov betmeyim, banach of dalet amrini dispo bekulo, simone itara chutz mina nesha. Now let us try to appreciate what Rashi is telling us over here. We're making a mamatzinu. We're learning out from Nesher. Just like Nesher has four simonei tumah is tomei, so everything else that has four simonei tumah is tomei. And we also learn out from this mamatzinu, but something does not have four simonei tumah. There's three simonei tumah, two simonei tumah. So it is toil. That's one limud. So, according to this, we have a problem. So, all the oifes and mefaroshim beparsha do not have four simonei tume, adrabba, they have three simonei tahara. So how does that stim with this limud? So Rashi says that's a gzeres hakosev. That means the klal, the guidelines we learn out from Nesha. Nesha, that's the guideline. That the four simonei tumah is tomei. We learn that everything there's four simonei tumah is tomei. And what doesn't have four simonei tumah is toil. And these are gzeres hakosev. And these are exceptions to the rule. And these mean them are tomei. Fine. That's one nekuda that Rashi says. Now, Rashi has another problem here. Rashi is a problem if we make a binyan out that we learn out everything that has four simone tume is tome, so al kaponim there's more than 24 minim, because we have a klal, everything this if it's four simone tume is tome, so that we learn, so now we have a multitude of oifes tume. Sashi says, no, if it's four simone, it's a mean nesha. There's 24 minim. There's a nesha, a nosnia, a neperes. So Rashi says, what we learn out is that if it has four simonei tumah, it's a mean nesha. That's what we learn out. That's the limud. That four simonei tumah is tomei, and only a nesha is tomei with four simonei tumah. But if something else has four simonei tumah, so that is a mean nesha. Less than four simonei tumah is toyer. And the other 23 are gzeres hakosev. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Now, let us see Tosfos. Ma nesher מיוחד, אף כל כיוצא ביתומה. פרש רשי, דהי אף כל לא מרבינן, אלא מנשא. You're not marbe all oifes tmeim that have dalet simoni tume, שאין אויף תומי בוילם אלא חב דלת אמורים בתורה. כדקטוני לקמו, לפיכך מונה הכוסף בתמיים, because לשנס בדרך צור, there's 24 מינים תמיים. So if we are marbe, we are marbe מין נשא. והנוח חב דלם האמורים בחב דלת, that means besides the נשא, the Dalet is the Rishash takes away, Ike Bekulusa Mintare, Chutz Min HaNesha. So there's 24 Minim, and that's it, so there's not more than 24 Minim, so we have to say that that's what we're Marbe only a Minesha, because if it's another Min, so there's more than 24 Minim. Ve'ein Zerayim. So Taisvi says this is not a raya. The Dilma Hochi Kama. Lefikach mona hakosov betmeim. Mishum dal yedei chov dalet eilu v'simoneyem. These 24 nuchel lahaker kol hatomei sheboilo. Every tomei sheboilo. We can identify all the tmeim from these 24. Avlim hoya bo limnais betahirem, I tzach limnais yaisa. We'll come back to this in 1 minute. Chenki koma oloifes ein mispa poich oifes tmeim chav dalad ninu, oloifes tahirem ein mispa hosem bo ilameima, ein mispa shenucha lahaker ali yedeyem kol acherem. There is a mispa, mishani de mispa lo tahirem koma, ושאפר כמה בין הנוח אפילו שאמינם שאינם מין נשא. So the Yisa Broche says Pshat in this Tosfos, and I think in the Chazanish also is mashma like this. We have, Tzabayishpul, we have Anofo. Anofo is one of the minim tmeim. It has three simonei tahara. What if you'll have something that'll look like an offer, but it has dalet simoni tumah? So memele, so the limud we learn out from nesha, that any mean that has dalet simoni tumah is tumah, and it can be one of the 24. Doesn't have to, it's not that it's a mean nesha. We learn out from nesha that anything that has a similarity, not a similarity dafkin the simonim, but if it has a similarity to one of the 24 dalet minim, and it has dalet simone tume, that one is tume. That means so it has to, so there's only 24 mine tume. It's 24 minei tume. That means if you have something that looks like anofa, it looks like anofa, but anofa is three simonei tara. And this oif is four simonei tume. So really this is not anofa. Anofa is three simonei tara. This is not anofa. But we learn out that if something is similar to one of these 24 minim in tzureh, and it has dalet simonei tume, it is tume. That is this limud from nesher. Ma nesher miyuchad, nesher is one of the chav dalet minim. And it has four simonei tume, so any of the chav dalet minim that'll have four simonei tume are tume. That's the limud. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns that the only oif that has dalet simoni tum is a nesha. And if you find another oif, so that's a mean nesha. But if I know klo, it's not a nesha, I can't have another mean, so it's more than Chof Dalad Minim. It's more than Chof Dalad Minim. So Tosfos says, no, there are Chof Dalad Minim, and I'm learning out from the Chof Dalad Minim, I'm learning out from the Chof Dalad Minim that any of the Chof Dalad Minim that have four simonim are tame. That's that. If it looks like the four, it looks like the Chof Dalad Minim. Kol Oif. Now Taisus is going back to the Mishnah, so we won't continue. So go to the Lendi Taisus and Kol Oif Adayresh Tame. Next Taisus. Kolayf Adayresh Tame. That goes on the Mishnah, not on the Sugya. How did the Rabbanan know this din that kol oif haderes is tame? Bechi kenigi ebelisteri hoyu shebotku kol oif es toirem ve'ein shum oif toir doires. How did they know this, that if every oif is doires, so zicha tame? Ho'amar lekamon de lo oif es toirem ein mispo. So how did they know this? That they knew all the birds, all the ifes. Be alach lamayishim isinai hu. If it's alach lamayishim isinai, im kain lomali the kosav achmona peres baoznia tavayu leilichtayv oisei shadayres. The mimonav shech chad minayu dayres sheim bechol echad elo chad simin shel tara. A peres azniyah has one simentare, and they don't have the same simentare. So al kochoch, if the simentare of one is that it's not doiris, so the other one is doiris. If the simentare is that it's by yisere, and the other one had a different cementara, so then both of them are doiris. Al koponim, so Tosfos is asking Akasha, there's a pasuk that tells me a peres nozniyeh not allowed to eat. One of them for zicha is doiris. Apichesbon, one is zicha doiris. So if it's halacha lemoishe misinai, that every oif that is doiris is not allowed to eat, so don't need the pasuk from peres posnia, because one of them is zicha doiris, and they have this halach lamayish misinia, every oif that is doiris is not allowed to eat. That's Tosfos kasha. V'yeshloima d'shema kabbala hoisa mimois noyach. Maybe there was a kabbala mimois noyach, shehikriv mikol oif toir, ubodak eskulon, so here the Maram Shif explains as follows. Now, all the oifes shedavku b'minam came to the teva. Fine. Oifes tmeyes, oifes tahiris. Now, Noyach had a tzivui that from the oifes tahiris, you should take seven. Oifes tahiris take seven. So how did he know which were the oifes toires? Zuktamam ship, he learned through the sugya. He learned toire. Rashi says he learned toire. So he took it on this sugya. This sugya, he learned this sugya in Chulin. Zuktamam ship, that is Mavara, all the oifes such a, which is tame, which is toire. And then whoever, now, then he knew which is tame and which is toire. He learned through the sugya. Then he observed. And so all the oifis in the Briya came to the Teve. All the Minim came to the Teve. And he knew which is Tommy and which is Toya. That he had the guidelines, that he learned Toya. And he noticed that all oifis Toyas are not Toyas. That he noticed. That the Matthias he was. And this was before he brought them into the Teve. Before he brought them into the Teva, he figured out there was a whole cheshbon. Before you come in, I have to find out if you're toyer or I have to know how many to take in. Everyone applied to go in, but there were certain guidelines. You have to figure out if you're toyer or tamei. Now, took it on the sugi, and he knew which was tamei and which was toyer. And then he noticed a very interesting phenomenon, that all the oifes toyeres, they all came into the Teva, all of them were not toyeres.
all of them were not Torah. So he gave over to the Kinderlach and Masoire that all Oifus Torahs are not Torahs. So Memele, so our Mishnah is, we're basing this on, this is a historical fact. What Noach figured out b'shaitoi. So we know this from Noach. Avo b'shesue le'shaich le'mei mahochi. Now, a shesue is mafres parse malegere in its tummy. So why couldn't we know this from Noach also? How many shesuas did he bring into the it's a behemoth, so how many did he bring? It was makri from all the minim. How many shesuas did he bring in? 7 or 2? So Taisva says, a shesua is not a mean shesua. A shesua is a freak accident. That you have, the mother is a tahira, the father is a tahira, and there's born a shesua, which is all simonitare, and it's yaitse min a tahira, and it's tame. But it's it is not a mean bifnei atzmoi. This can happen, it's born with the two shadres, and there's all this amonim of a shesua, and the tahira, but Noach did not encounter this shesua, because this, if it would be a mean bifnei atzmai, so all the meaning came, so you have to know what did he do with the shesuas. Did he take in 7 or 2? And they would tell him. But al kaponim, the no shesua bechlal came in. No shesua bechlal came into the teiva. A shesua is noilet from two tahirim. It comes out, it's born shesua. So memele, Dein ze min bifnei atzmoi, ala vlad beim kadisa beim apelles. Hadoyres, what's he, perish bekontres, she oiches betziporno magbiya min akark, ma she oichel, that's called hadoyres. That's Rashi in the Mishnah. The kosher le Rabbeinu Tam, now Rashi laid in the Gemara says a different pshat in Doyres. Rashi later in the Gemara says that Teiris means that there's Shesua is like a Siamese does. That's what he wants to say, Pshat. Rashi says later in the Gemara another Taich in Teiris. V'nirelisha kol oif ha-noisen raglay ala oichel k'sho oichloy marzike beraglay shela yonot. That's drisa. Rashi later says drisa. We have two Rashi's. Rashi, the Mishnah says drisa means it picks it up from it with its feet and puts it into its mouth. Rashi later says that when it eats, it eats from the ground, but in order to ensure that the whole thing shouldn't go into his mouth, he holds it down with his foot. And then he picks what he wants to pick, that the whole thing shouldn't enter his mouth. So there's two types of this. Now the Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, how could you say that's called Doiris, the full town the Goylis Oysa came? So the Rishash asks, and others also ask, that the town of Goylis does not pick up and put into her mouth. What's the kasha? A town of Goylis does not do like that. So they say that Fakel Taran brings down the second pshat in Rashi, that Doiris means it holds down the food, that the whole thing shouldn't go into its mouth, and that Atan the Goylis does. So this Rishash is Meira, the way Artaisus puts it, it's very modern the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. A Doiris perish bekuntris, so Taisus bring down our Rashi in the Mishnah, שאויכס בציפון ומגביע מן הקרקע מה שאויכל, וכל של הרבינו תם ואפילו תל נגוילס או יסקן, so he said, it's under different Rashi, בפורש רבינו תם, דוירס ואויכל מחיים, that דוירס means it's that he bangs on it and he eats it מחיים, אין אמרתם לו עד שתומס, that's the touch דוירס, כי דפק אלו עברם, המסי יסביטה למאורץ, כאילו קויפסו לפני ערי, Ma'ari doires ve'oichel ve'enei mamtem ad she'tomus. He does not wait till there's no resistance from the thing he's eating. No, he eats until there's resistance. So we see that doiris means that you eat it. Ari is doiris, even though it's still alive. So that's a tight doiris. The chain besoyper kame de boba kame. Ari bushus arabim, doras v'ochal potter. If it's doras v'ochal potter, perish michai, dahainu uchai, vavishain, in rishus arabim. Torah v'ochal, chayiv, perish, if you first ate it, la'acha mise, the la'vainu uchai, that's not a normal procedure, so ari in rishus arabim, that will kill it first. And then he's going to go and need it. That's Mishunet. Avali Kerem. Poich voksiv ari toiref badi geroisov. He's toiref and it's enough for his cubs. Shani bishvil guroisov. Shehenktanim darkei lohomis. It says right in the Pasuk, mechanik lubi yoisov, bishvil libo yoisov.